My name is Kirsten Turnbow. Today is Saturday, May 2nd, and I'm here with
Eugene Maynard.
And we are going to talk about her life. Eugenie, you have said that you were a businesswoman and that you've broken through the glass ceiling. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Before I came, Andy asked me if I would talk about breaking through the glass ceiling. So I thought about that a little bit, and the number one word that I came up with in doing this whole process, as we're gonna call it, is timing. Being in the right place at the right time, being open to opportunities, and I mean, running when you hit the ground, period. And doing whatever it took. And I could give you my little structured lecture, but I'll let you ask me questions, whichever way you want to go.
Okay. So what sort of business were you in?
I grew up in Minnesota. I went to college. I built a solid base for my future when I didn't even know what I was doing. I mean, I was college prep, all that good stuff, and had a good family. And I think one of the things that was instrumental in my success was I was doing sports and being a serious tomboy when little girls were playing dolls. And I'm pretty sure that that gave me a different attitude about how to approach things.
Okay.
I just did things.
I like that. And so what was your degree in?
Oh, this is so good. I was an accounting major with a minor in business administration and economics, none of which I technically used to make money in the business world anyway at this moment. They're all skills, and if I was doing the lecture, I'd be saying I built a solid base, and those were very strong baseline things that I was breaking through the glass ceiling when I was in high school, college, everything. I was an athlete. I was fairly good in school. I was thinking about this whole scenario, and I remember back when I was in high school, I was allowed to opt to take classes, and I actually took an accounting class when I was in high school. I did really well because everybody thought I was good at math, blah, blah. And so when I got to college, and I only went through six majors when I was in college, just that's a real solid performance, you know. But and this will lead, it segues right into another comment. One thing, connections and opportunities, and pay attention to who you're talking to and who you're meeting. It was very convenient that our next door neighbor was the head of the business department at the college I went to. And he heard I had done really well in accounting when I was in high school, and he said, well, if you'll take an accounting class. Oh, he was already cutting deals with me. One thing when you're doing deals, doing your business activities, be willing to cut deals. He said, if you get an A in accounting 2, I'll give you a grade for accounting 1 without taking it, you know. And it was like, okay. And of course I got the A, and I went on to become an accounting major. And it was just through a conversation over the kitchen table that manifested.
Very interesting.
And going on to how things spin, they just spin. I mean, if you allow your life to just roll and play with it. Okay, so I went on to be an accounting major. I did really well. I graduated magna cum. But by that time, there were opportunities when you were in college. I mean, there's opportunities now. Everybody gets internships and stuff like that. I got an internship with a CPA firm. And I did really well there. And so when I left my little nest town, which was Minnesota, small town in Minnesota, I went to California, and I got a job, and I can say my grades were good, the history with the internship, blah, 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 which is what people are doing every day right now. And so it's like I was breaking glass even back then, and I didn't even know it. I just did what rolled in front of me.
Very interesting. And so after you went to California, what did you do? Worked for CPA firm.
I was with McGraw. That's later. I was with Pete Martin Mitchell, which is now KMPG, and I worked with them. I was in San Diego, and went on to a different CPA firm. I was my specialty was tax in the long run, and though I did audit and all sorts of different things, but I wound up being assistant controller for a small company. I did the taxes went to Ernst & Whinney, which is not Ernst & Whinney anymore. I don't know what it's called. They all changed names. I mean, this is back in the 70s. So, you know, I'm a 70s kid. 60s and 70s kid. And I just turned 65, if that's relevant to this. And so I was doing this stuff in the late 60s into the early 70s is where I was making my first steps into the business world.
Okay. Well, we talked about earlier that you kind of have bounced around and have lived in a lot of places. So after California, where did you go after that?
Oh, well, I sort of changed careers and things like that, too. I was all accounting when I was in Southern California, and I got into entrepreneurial things and developing. A group of us were developing a business, businesses in actuality. And know that when you're doing things, they don't always work the way you want them to. So we rolled with the punches, and I went my way. And as I described to Kirsten earlier, I moved to Kansas City, where I become, by that time, the PC was just starting. That was before the Apple Macintosh. I mean, it was that kind of deal. And I wound up going to work for Radio Shack. Trash 80 computers and sold computers and played a lot of games on them, you know that. And one reason they liked me is I could talk business and whatnot for selling the programs, because we had a lot of corporate clients. And because you said, where'd you go from there and there and there and there, because I gave her a little list, I went to Texas to corporate Tandy, which is in Fort Worth, Texas, and learned how to be a cowgirl and dance. And needless to say, and I was with Hughes Aircraft at one point as a product line controller, that kind of thing. And anyway, so from Texas, I was in the computer business. I was a home banking specialist and got my sales background running stronger and stronger. And if I was giving advice to anyone, I'd say be open to talking to people, you know, use your communication skills, cheating my notes. When they say connections, use your connections, like my next door neighbor was the connection into, and believe me, it's amazing what you can trip over if you're not paying attention. Be open to everything.
I like that. I think that's helpful. and then, do you have any more to add about breaking through the glass ceiling, as you were saying, and just in general in your career that led you to today and working on your memoir?
Okay, well, I didn't even know I was breaking through the glass ceiling. I was just running my life. And from computers and the computers and the accounting and all this stuff, as you kind of have guessed, I just ran into the right person at the right time that was just looking for a female with my background. And he said, well, how'd you like to be the general manager of McGraw-Hill Division? Which was, in 1984, was a big deal. And I went into, I moved to Milwaukee and worked under the guy who had founded an entrepreneurial software company. We were tax planning specialists, number one in our industry. And needless to say, he was the entrepreneur that founded the company, wanted to move on, and was looking for his replacement also. And so I was basically schooled under him for a year, and then he left, and I took over being the GM. And at that time, I was the first or the second female GM for McGraw-Hill, the publishing industry.
Wow.
And I just did it. I mean, it wasn't a big deal to me. I was just there. But trust me, I also tracked against the man's world, as they say. But the key thing it is, my best friends were all the men that I worked with. You know, and because they were my peers, period. And it was great fun. I learned a lot of stuff. And to help you along with your interview questions, when I was making notes and thinking about my background and whatnot, is to be honest, I didn't really overthink most of this stuff. I believe in timing and opportunity and synchronicity, and helps to have a really good solid base, however that's built, whether it's your education, your family, sports in my case, or spiritual base. I mean, that's still a critical issue in a lot of people's lives, everybody's life in my world. But you need to prepare, you need to, even though I'm saying that it's all roll with the punches or kind of an attitude, do your preparation. Be the best and be willing to go beyond, you know, oh, I'm just a girl that can sit in the corner and not just look cute, you know. Yeah, I looked okay, you know. So that I use that also. If you've got a skill set or you've got an ability, use it, is my most biggest recommendation to anybody. And one of the things, I'm going to give myself a pat on the back. I'm fairly gregarious, I'm fairly friendly, and I know how to smile, and I know how to say thank you. Gratitude and thank you are really essential. Do it. And be willing to ask for help, be willing to listen, and learn from your mistakes, because everybody has them. Not everything is a win. You know, you just roll with it. Do it. I feel like I'm doing a little mini speech here, but that was one of my other pieces of advice in preparing. Do your own organization and set your own goals, set your own. I just kind of rolled. I didn't go as much as it sounds like I might have, but I didn't. But the skills that are really essential that I think I would recommend anybody pick up: speaking skills, writing skills. That's one reason I'm here. I'm going to take a bunch of the writing classes that are offered here. I am already. And in this day and age, your computer skills are essential, you know, that kind of deal. And go for it. I mean, and if you've got an ability, learn it as well as you do and be willing to stretch and go beyond what you think you know, because it's okay. You'll do it. And the help will come to help you make it happen. Fair enough? And goes back to my number one comment that I put in my notes: be spontaneous, be open to timing, open to opportunities, run with them. If you're afraid, take a deep breath and keep going. Is really critical. And like I said, if you've got the connections, don't be a jerk, use them. You know, that's part of the opportunities. So anyway, I rambled on, and I get most of my, believe in yourself. self-confidence is really critical. Be self-reliant. I came up with some good examples of self-reliance, and one day I smashed up my car in a parking lot, and I was working with the entrepreneurial peoples. And I called up the guy that was the key guy that was my connection, and I said, oh, I said, I was in the parking lot. He got there, he got to me, he picked me up, he said, did you have a credit card in your pocket? Yes. You could have taken care of all this yourself. You know, you could have taken a taxi home. You didn't need to have anybody come and rescue you. And you don't. It's sometimes I forget that lesson and I think that I can do everything myself. You can't also do that. There's, use the balance point on being self-reliant and being willing to ask for help, period. But the, and again, gratitude. If you believe in something, thank that, you know. Thank wherever your sources are, period.
Awesome. I don't know that I have any questions. Do you have questions? No? All right. Well, thank you very much, Eugenie. I have enjoyed listening to you, and I will look forward to talking to you more as we have the opportunity. So thank you very much for your time.
Well, thanks for recognizing my background, and hopefully it's helpful to someone somewhere along the line if they happen to listen to this. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.